Good morning. At its core, ExxonMobil is an oil and gas company. While the company has made promises to diversify its operations into lower carbon energy initiatives, hydrocarbon energy production has always been its bread and butter. The modern ExxonMobil is the largest direct descendant of the famed Standard Oil. The company's revenue comes almost exclusively from oil and gas. Yet its current executive compensation structure includes incentives tied to aggressive greenhouse gas emissions reductions. This misalignment not only strays from ExxonMobil's core competencies, but risks prioritizing unobtainable environmental benchmarks over shareholder value. Shareholders should question whether anchoring compensation policies to greenhouse gas emissions reduction targets aligns with the long-term interests of the company. These carbon emissions reduction goals are based on a faulty understanding of climate science. The apocalyptic scenarios used to justify them are pushed by politicians, not scientists, and they are increasingly unlikely. Yet the media portrays them as the default scenario. The company has two paths to reducing greenhouse gas emissions, either by reducing hydrocarbon production or by investing in carbon capture and storage or other projects that offset its carbon emissions. Both paths will destroy shareholder value. Reducing hydrocarbon production directly contradicts the growing global demand for oil and gas, which is an opportunity for ExxonMobil to leverage its expertise and resources in the energy sector to generate shareholder value. Instead, the company's existing executive pay structure actually encourages management to reduce oil and gas production, which is the exact opposite of shareholder resources. On the other hand, investing heavily in carbon capture and storage technologies presents a significant financial risk. ExxonMobil has no competitive advantage in low carbon technology. Additionally, these technologies rely heavily on government subsidies and regulatory support, which may not be sustainable or reliable over the long term. Either way, aligning executive compensation with aggressive greenhouse gas reduction targets creates a perverse incentive that endangers the company's core business objectives. Our proposal, Item 4, urges the Compensation Committee of the Board of Directors to revisit executive pay incentives and eliminate or reevaluate greenhouse gas reduction targets that do not align with legitimate fiduciary goals. This approach will help ensure that ExxonMobil remains focused on its core competencies and maintains its position as a leading energy producer. For these reasons, we encourage shareholders to remove these misguided incentives and vote for Item 4.